Today's here in the Deir Shu Mishnah Berurah Yomi program is Daf Tzadi Hei Amud Aleph. We are in the sixth volume of Mishnah Berurah, we just started Siman Tov Reish Lamed Aleph yesterday, which deals with the halachas of Chamasa Meruba Mitzilasa or Tzilasa Meruba Bechamasa, which has more sunlight or shade in the sukkah, and halachic ramifications of that. So we had begun Sif Hei yesterday and read the Mechaber, and we were dealing with an uneven schach. In other words, some of the schach was raised higher than other parts of the schach. So we had concluded yesterday at the end of the shir and said that even if they're not within three tvachim of each other, otherwise you have the principle of lavud to say that they're all on the same level, but even if there's more than three tvachim, if the upper level, the slats that are being used for the schach, fit in exactly to the spaces in the lower level, so then even if it's more than four tvachim, it's acceptable. And we had left off yesterday, we had read Sif Katan Tes, and now we're up to Sif Katan Yud in the Mishnah Berurah, where he tells us, Rotzeh Lomar, that this din that I just said outside is Hechalol Shebetachtom, the space that's in the bottom layer of the schach, Yemuchuga Mechuvan, it should be exactly opposite Neged Rochav HaKono Elyon, that one tefach wide slat or piece of schach in the upper layer, if it's directly opposite it, so the space in the bottom one is exactly covered up by the slat in the upper one, Shiyah Roy Lahorid HaElyon Bintayim, and you could, through this principle that we already discussed yesterday, called Chovut Rami, that you can bring down the top one halachically as if it was placed in between the bottom slats and put into the space in between them, Kamosha Be'ar Ramah, as we'll see inside in the Ramah in a moment, Ulafuke, as opposed to Mhoyo Kotzer Bishiro Min HaKon Elyon, or as opposed to, if it was not the same size, then you couldn't do this. And that's where we now go to the Ramah. Hagah, the Hainu, what he's saying is really what I just said as well. The Hainu, Shiyesh Ba'avir Shebein HaTachton Tefach, Shiroi Lahorid Elyon, that you have a space on the bottom layer in between the schach of the bottom layer, there's a space of a tefach, and that is exactly opposite and filled in the area that's more than three tefachim above it, in the top layer of the schach, with a board, or a schach, that is a tefach, and it fits in one on top of the other. Then the Ramah says it's perfectly good, even, afilu chamasa meruba, even if, bottom line is, since the layers of the schach aren't on exactly the same level, unless the sun is directly above you in the midday, so you're going to have actually more sunlight at the bottom, then you'll have shade. So you might have thought that that's no good. She'atzel meruba kishachama be'emtza harikia. But as long as when the sun is directly above everything, you're going to have more shade because they're perfectly aligned. Meaning that at the perfect midday, noon, right at the middle, the sun is 100% above you. So then it doesn't make a difference if there's a difference in the layers of the schach. They're going to exactly correspond one on top of the other, so therefore the filled in schach on the top layer will go right into the space on the bottom layer, and since the sun is directly above you, it won't be considered at all like you don't have enough tzel. The tzel will be more meruba than the chamosa, and that would be perfectly good. Tzel meruba shechama be'emtzarekia, since the sun is in midday, so he brings down from the Ran, the Beis Yosef, in the name of the Rambam, this is perfectly good. Mishnah Berurah adds on to this in Sivkot Yud Aleph. The Chol Shekein, certainly, in Ein Bein Kone Ole Lekone Yorei Shloshet Tvachim, and certainly if there's less than three Tvachim between the top and bottom layer, so then we have the principle of Lovet, so certainly good. B'vade Mahani, Afilu Chamasa Merubu Mitzilasa. Here, it's certainly good, even if you're going to have, because of the difference in the layers, it's still going to be more sun than shade at the bottom, but that's not a problem here because it is halachically perfectly good. And the sun is viewed over here as in the midday sky. Mishnah Berurah of Katan Yud Beis wrote Shalomer. Even though when the sun is not directly above you, so it's at an angle, and therefore the sun's rays are going around, so to say, the schach, and at the bottom, you're going to have a lot more sunlight than you'll have shade. Or Meir Ora Derech Halachson, the sunlight comes in on an angle. Bein Kona Lekona, in between the different pieces of Schach, nevertheless, it's perfectly kosher Sukkah. Mikol Makom, Kivin Shet Silosa, Meruba Mechamosa, Kishachama Be'emtza Rekia, Vomedes Rosh Kol Adam. But since there is more shade than sun when it's directly above you, in the midday, at noon, and therefore there is more shade than there is open space, Shaper Domi. This is a perfectly good Sukkah. Sifa of the Mechaber writes, Kani Mayotzim Lachariya Sukkah. Here we're dealing with a sukkah that has an inside to it, and then on the outside of the sukkah, you keep on extending the walls and the schach. So you now have what we would call an outside of the sukkah, but it's surrounded by three sides. It has the wall in the middle of the sukkah, which was the end of the sukkah, but now that's the middle of the sukkah, and then you have a wall extending out on the left and a wall extending out on the right. So you have a three-walled sukkah on the backside, on the outside of your original sukkah, with schach going over it as well. So is this a kosher sukkah? And the whole concern the Aruch HaShulchan brings down is, do we say that this wasn't set up here as being the wall of a sukkah? And he says, we're not concerned about that. That's not a problem. And that's why this is actually perfectly good. So now let's see it inside. You have konim ayotzim l'chori sukkah. You have schach going beyond the sukkah. So it's stretching out what we would call the back of the sukkah. Kigon shachori dofenim tsoi. You have this middle wall, which was until now the end of the sukkah, and going over it, you have this dofen emtsoi now, bolting konim in a schach, and the schach goes over it, and as well, the walls on both sides go beyond it as well. V'yesh behen hechsha sukkah, v'tzilosa merubah mechamosa v'sholosh tefanos. So this is kshera. So you have basically the walls extending out on both sides, beyond the back end of the sukkah, and you have the schach extending out over that as well. So you really have now the back end of the sukkah as the middle wall, and you have the two side walls that are extended out, and the schach is extended out, so you now have two kosher sukkahs. So this second sukkah is ksheira. Afopisha dofen haimtsoi lo nasa bishvilam, even though this, what we're calling now the middle wall, was a moment ago the end wall of the first kosher sukkah. Now, because you've extended it out, it's now the middle wall of the back sukkah, the sukkah that's outside. Since it was made for, the wall was made for the inner sukkah, you might have thought it's no good. So again, the Aruch HaShulchan explains this in more detail than we have over here, but the Aruch HaShulchan says that this is perfectly fine. Now let's see inside the Mishnah Berurah. Mishnah Berurah in Sifkot Yud Gimel tells us that when it extends out, you have a kosher sukkah, at least 7 by 7 tvachim, shel shiva al shiva tvachim, on both sides standing out, plus the schach goes over that area at least. So Sivkot Yudalid, af bishadofen emtsoi lo nasa bishvilam v'chulei, even though, as we pointed out, that wasn't the purpose of this wall. It was supposed to be the end wall of the inner sukkah, but now it's functioning as the inner wall of this outer sukkah. For example, so this could occur for a number of reasons. You could have moved it in. You said, listen, oh, we don't have that many people, so we want to have a more cozy sukkah. So they actually bring the wall in more. And now you have the side walls to it extending out beyond it. You extended it in more than an amma, which is 6 tvachim. So more than that would make it, now it's sticking out the side wall, 7 tvachim. You don't need so much space, so you bring the far wall closer to you. So the inner sukkah has been shortened, but that creates an outer sukkah. It's recognizable. The only reason you moved this in was because of the inner sukkah. Nevertheless, the outer sukkah is good. This will still be a good sukkah for the outer sukkah. Now, this foot number 9 brings down, even if you didn't have this in mind, for the schach even, that it shouldn't be kosher schach, and you only put it there for some shadow, for some shade, so the Chazon Ish says, nevertheless, kosher hu. And this is based upon a din in the Gemara in Sukkah that says, Pesal Yosef in a Sukkah. If you have this schach that's extending out from the Sukkah, Kivin Shapsul Shal Schach Shalahunach L'Shem Tzel. Because normally the reason why schach that wasn't put up for the purposes of shade is no good. So that's because it wasn't put up for the purposes of shade. But here, this din, it was put up L'Shem Tzel. So it's Kal Yosef Mishar Psul Yischach. It's less strict than other psulim and schach, macho she'en bo chisorim be'etzem el rak b'mokshava, because here it is functioning as shade, even though that wasn't your initial intention. And therefore, this is the din of pesel ayosim and asukkah, and it is acceptable. Mishnah Berurah continues and says, v'skimu achronim, and you can see in Os Yud Alef, in the Shaar HaTzion, this is the Matzis HaShekel, explaining the Magen Avraham, the Levush Yisra, the Yad Aaron, the Maimon Mordechai. They all agree, v'skimu achronim, dafilu im ha-mechitza zu nasis rak ayidei lovud. Even if this mechitza was only bona fide mechitza because of lovud. Nevertheless, gam kain, even in this situation, mahanya, it's still a good mechitza, af lovroit, for the outer sukkah. So again, this is a very interesting din. Siv Zayin. The Mechaber writes, V'chein hakonim, likewise, if you have the schach, the reeds, habolti min haschach, they go extend over, letzad haporutz, to the open side. V'dofen echod nimshachimoy, and only one wall goes out with it. So afa pish, also dofen hatzdodin yosar shiva, even though on the other side, you now make it a seven tefach wall. So again, you've enclosed it on three sides. You might have thought that the person intended to make it longer, but then he only made it seven tefachim on one side. You might have thought that anything that sticks out really wasn't intended to be a sukkah. And therefore, you only really have one dofen. That's the wall that's extended out. This is still good because the bottom line is you have three walls. Now, this basically continues essentially the dinim that we learned earlier in the shir at Sif Vav. And the Mishnah Berurah tells us in Sif Katan Tes Vav Klomar. Pshita, im ein well shiva, if it's seven tvachim, kavanaso lishtamish b'chol sukkah. He wants to use the whole sukkah. V'lo aso ela ketikun chacham. And he's doing this for the what the Chacham said you had to do, shekach dino lechatchila shochel asos adofen eshlishi shoshev tochem. You only made it seven tochem because that's the minimal size. Or ayde tefach meruva for tzusa pesach. Or you just put out a 1.1 tefach board and then you had lavud and then you made it tzusa pesach to make a seven tefach board like we learned earlier. For now, b'simin tofer islamit siv beis. But here, vayde zeh yochel ishtamish atzof adofen oruch. And here, now you can use all the way out to where the longer board, the other side extended out with the schach over it. The Dish of Wood number 10 has a whole series of ramifications of this. Ayin Shom, we don't have time to go through it. Any event, the Mishnah Berurah concludes and he says, Masha Einkein, Kisha Osa Yoser, Ashiva Tochim. But if you made it more than seven Tochim, after the Giladai, the last was called a Sukkah, Bitfanon Saruchos, then maybe you might say that he intended to go make the entire Sukkah in this fashion. How do we paskin? So, Dish foot number 11 brings down the maskana from the Shulchan Aruch Harav. Sha'av, shegila daito, shemokum ze'enu nechshav, chelech me'asukah. Even though your actions clearly demonstrate that it's not meant to be part of the sukkah, we don't care. Ein mischashvim b'daito, we don't take into account your thoughts, because the bottom line is, asiyas asukah, ein osyuchah kavana. A sukkah doesn't require kavana. Only placement of the schach has to have some sort of an intention that you're making it l'shem tzel, and therefore it all falls under this din from the Gemara and Sukkah of pesel ayosim in a sukkah, which is a huge kula, and it is acceptable. Siv Ches, the Mechaber writes, Sikecha b'shpudim, if you made tzrach with shpudim. Now, shpudim are metal spits. Shehem psulim l'sachik b'hem. It's not allowed to use metal for tzrach. V'ein b'hem abot. And furthermore, they're not each arba tvachim. If they were arba tvachim, then we'd have a separate problem. So let's see in the Mishnah Berurah these two points. So Siv Katan Tezayin, the Mishnah Berurah tells us, this metal spit, kigon shehem shel barzo, the psulim l'chulayam. Everybody agrees that metal is not good for tzrach. As we learn, Vayil El and Simon Tov Reish Chavtes, Siv Beis. Siv Kot Yudzayin, why do you have to tell us that it doesn't have four Tvachim? If anybody had a bar Tvachim, the E.H. Baham, a bar Tvachim, because if it had more than four or more Tvachim, Halo Kaimelon, then the Schach Pasul Posel B'Yamtsa B'Yam Bar Tvachim, then it would also ruin it. But since it's less than four Tvachim, and it is something that is not capable of being schach, so what do you do in this situation? So if you have this, the ein mehem abor b'mokamecha, and you don't have, again, four tvachim on any one of them, or there aren't altogether four tvachim's worth, so what do you do to make this kosher? V'niach bin shpud l'shpud kimlo shpud, as long as you leave a space in between each of these metal spits, an open space the size of those spits, v'nosan shom schach kosher, and if you put kosher schach there, so it's no good still. Possible. That's not enough. Because you can't go and exactly have 50% of the metal spit, which is no good, and 50% of the schach, because as you put in some of the schach, you're going to fill in 48%, 47%, 49%, but you won't be able to fill in all 50%. She evshar letzamtzem, you can't possibly fit in 50% of that entire top of the sukkah to be schach, because you have this 50% that's the metal spits, and it's impossible that samtzin shimale kol avir mischach kosher, that you'll fill in 100% of that 50% space with schach kosher, and therefore you'll end up really having 51 and 49 non-kosher versus kosher. V'nimtza psul meruba, and they'll have more psul than you'll have kosher, and that's why it's no good. Mishnah Berurah explains in Sif Katan Yud Ches, Rosh Lomer Afilu Ayde Tziruf Mishnayim Shloshim. We said you don't have four Tvachim together. It means even if you combine these spits, you don't have four alone or even in combination. Now, why is it no good? So Mishnah Berurah explains Sif Katan Yud Ches, the Imhaya Evshur Haya Mutter the kind of lot. If you could guarantee that you had at least 50% of the top of the roof, now with Kosher Sach, it would be good. But here you can't guarantee that. But if you could, we have the rule, the Kaimalon, Parutzka Omed Mutter, that if the space is equal 50% to the actual Kosher Eschach, then it is perfectly good. Now the Mechaber continues and he says, however, Avol im hediv schach hakosher mi'at al apostle. But if you do guarantee that you have more kosher schach by putting some of the kosher schach over the apostle schach, so therefore you're definitely covering up all of the space of the opening. Or alternatively, oh, im haya apostle nosin shesi. You have the pasul eschach, the spits in the shesi orientation, which is the vertical orientation, and then the nosin akashi, you put the kosher eschach erev, you put that in the horizontal orientation. In other words, you make them perpendicular to each other. Or with it doesn't make a difference which one is which, but now you're able to fill in all of the space because they're perpendicular to each other, and therefore that would be kosher as well. Mishnah Berurah explains the Siv Katan Chav. You're putting this ben kol shpud ushpud nosan akosher sham. You're not putting it in between. Here you're putting it perpendicular to it. L'rachbo u'duchakum b'neim, and you're pushing it in tightly. Shelo yipo mishav laretz. You're making sure that it won't fall down to the ground. So in this situation, you can guarantee that you'll have more tzel than chama, or more tzel, more kosher eschach than non kosher eschach, and therefore it is good. Nosan akosher eruv o ifcha kosher. As long as it's in the opposite direction, it'll be perfectly good. Shoz mismale. Because now you filled in the space with schach kosher, so it's at least 50%, and everything is good. The Ramah says, however, v'davko b'sukkah gedol, it's only if it's a large size sukkah. But if it's an exact sukkah, avo b'sukkah kitana, a 7x7 tefach sukkah, tzorch lios minashpudim pochus mishlosha b'mokamechad. Then we don't have four tefachim is the rule, but then you can't have more than three tefachim together at any one place. And the Mishnah Berurah explains the Sivkot and Chafalev. The Kaim alone will come on the Simon Tufri Slavic base. We'll learn this in a couple of days. In the beginning of that Simon, Sif Aleph, the Besukkah Kitana, in a small Sukkah, Posel Schach Posel, Beshloshu Tvachim, as opposed to normally needing four Tvachim to ruin it. If it's a small Sukkah, then even three Tvachim will ruin it. Ayin Shem, we'll get to that in Mitzvah in 2 days. Now we go to Sif Test. The Mechaber writes, Bayis HaMakorib in Esorim She'en Aleim Maziva. If you have a roof that is made up of boards, of beams, but there's no cement. Shein aleihem maziva. There's no ceiling on top of them. That means the Ramah says pirush tit utzroros shemisimun aleihem. It's not cemented in with the tit, the cement, and the tzroros and pebbles to fill in the ceiling so that you have a tight, closed ceiling. So in this situation, if the house just has the original boards on it without the cement, so ubalach shiru l'shem sukkah, and you change your mind, say I don't want this to be a house. I want this to be my indoor sukkah, and therefore dai bazeh. It is acceptable in this situation. All you have to do is shiyasir kol hamasmarim l'shem asiyas sukkah. All you have to do is take out all the nails, all the pegs that you attach them with, and now you're doing it l'shem asiyas sukkah. You're rearranging, you're calling these kosher eschach, now kosher eschach. And therefore, when you redo it, when you put it out, you're making it kosher. Alternatively, the Mechaber says, oh, shiyitol mi bein kol shnei nesorim echad, or remove each one of the nesarim, every other one, v'yitein schach kosher b'mkoma, and put in schach kosher in its place. And that will be perfectly acceptable as well. V'kulam v'chula kashera. And in this situation, everything will be kosher as well. And he says, this is true. Afilu ha-nesarim rechavim arba. This will be true even if the boards are more than four tefachim. Now, this is not agreed upon by everybody. We'll finish off reading the Mechaber, although we're not going to do these Mishnah Berurah till tomorrow. He says, v'yesh mi sha'omer. There is an opinion brought down by the Rambam. And the Ran explains the Rif in this similar way as well, as you can see in the Baragola Oskuf, that they hold the Yeshmisha Omer, Shetzorah Shaloyu, and Asarim Rechav Marba, that you can't have the boards for Tvachim. Now, we'll discuss this more tomorrow, but let's go back now to the Mishnah Berurah at the beginning of the Sif Katan Chaf Beis, where he said if there was no ceiling, so then as long as you remove the nails, you would be fine. And he says, Koshkin, certainly, if there was a ceiling, you know, your maziva, Alan Asarim above these boards, and then the Heser maziva, and you took off the ceiling, then you moved all of the boards, that would certainly be good, the Bavadai Mahani, in that situation. The Ha'ovid Maisa Rabba, L'Shem Sukkah, because here you're clearly demonstrating that you're doing this L'Shem Sukkah. Sivkot Chav Gimel, he said it would be adequate to just remove the nails and in this way satisfy this requirement. This would make it that each of these boards was placed there l'shem schach. By the removal of the nails, it does the same thing. And in Siv Katan Chav Dalad, the Mishnah Berurah adds, "Hu Lashon HaRosh V'Tur." This was from the Rosh of the Tur. And Rashi says further, "Uba Rashi Isa Soser Es Kulan." You have to go and undo it all. Umenanei El Shem Sukkah, and adjust each of the poles. And the Pirush Rishayis of the Rambam, he says the following Lashon. He says, "Mafakbik Pirush Yakro Something Mekomo." You have to remove them from their place. From the nails that are attached to them. And this is the opinion as well of the Rabbeinu Avadi Bivatanuya. However, the Azurah says like Rashi. And from all of them, it's clear that you have to go and be minaneh as hanesarim. With this, we conclude today's share.